Korean flour.
How many acres did he have?
God, it must have been 100, over 100 acres of it.
How would he sow his corn?
Huh?
How would he sow his corn?
I didn't just get what
How did he sow his corn? How did he put it in the ground?
Corn?
Yeah.
How did he shovel it?
Sow it.
Didn't sow it. Put it in the hills.
Did he do it by hand?
Some, most guys. But they used to have a planter. You raise it up, drop it down, you know, and so many kernels go out into a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Walk right along in your row.
Was that planter wooden or was it iron?
Iron. Iron and tin.
How would he sow his wheat?
Wheat?
Yeah.
Sow it by hand.
Would he plow his fields in the spring?
Yeah.
Did you have, you had one horse to plow with?
Most generally two.
Two.
We only had one, we got somebody else to put with it. Had a team.
Did he have a wooden plow or an iron plow?
Iron plow.
Ever see anyone use a wooden plow?
Huh?
Ever see anyone use a wooden plow?
Yes.
In your neighborhood?
Huh?
In your neighborhood, right around the Austin Ridge?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, trouble with them, you hit a stone, you most generally snub them off a lot. They most generally had a point put on them.
Mm-hmm. How'd he sow his oats?
And
how many acres of these things did he grow? It must have been hard to sow them by hand.
No, thank God you can sow. Well, it's a flight of what you can sow, walk right along as fast as you can walk.
How many acres would he grow?
8, 10, 15.
Mm-hmm. Now, how was the hay harvested?
Hmm?
How was the hay harvested?
Well, more by hand than most of it.
How long would it take to mow it by hand?
Well, a man's supposed to mow 2 acres a day.
Mm-hmm. With a scythe and snap?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen as high as 15 mowing.
You've seen 15 people mowing?
Yes. Uh-huh. One right behind the other. On the flat.
Why would they walk one behind the other?
Well, you'd have to.
I would think they'd walk, you know, beside each other.
Hell, they won't walk inside of each other for you. Reach out this way. One's got to go behind the other. You didn't you'd be cutting the other one's legs off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did they go right behind each other or sort of?
Yeah.
Behind each other.
Yeah.
How was the hay brought to the barn?
On the wagon.
Where was it put once it was in the barn?
In the bay.
Did the bay go up to the top?
Right up the peak.
Did you have a ceiling in your barn, so you had two floors?
No, two floors.
So you had one half of your barn that was full of hay, and another half that was reserved for the livestock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where were oats put?
Hmm?
Where were oats put?
Oats?
Yeah.
They're most generally stacked in play.
Stacked in the field?
Stacked in the barn.
Oh, in the barn. Mm-hmm. How about corn?
corn, he used to bring that, pile it to the barn, pile it right up there a little.
Did they have a place to put it during the winter?
Let it stay right there, till it fed out.
Would it
didn't
the
dry out so bad.
Hmm?
Didn't dry out so bad.
I see. So the snow didn't really do it any harm?
No.
Mm-hmm. How often did they have a field, did they have field clearing bees?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have field clearing bees when you were young?
Had what?
Field clearing bees, where the men would come and clear the land.
Oh. They used to, most every bunch of them get in, mow it, right now, and the axe it.
They would clear the field with an axe?
They used to take big logs, you know, pile them up, probably along from here, twice from here to the wall over there. Burn them, make coal, charcoal.
Mm-hmm. So that's what they did with the trees they cleared off their land?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sell the charcoal.
Where would they sell the charcoal?
Oh, God, I don't know. They used to buy it for Timberwood. One time in Old Norwood, took all the regents. Cut them up that long.
What are the regions?
Huh?
What are the regions you're talking about?
I'm talking about the last one they used to make them to the mill. The edgings. Cut
edgings.
Them
oh.
out that long. Put a tire stinger on them. Ship them by the carload for Kinderman.
Uh-huh. How was potash made?
Potash?
Yeah.
Big kibbles.
Mm-hmm. They would burn the tree trunks.
Uh-huh.
They'd burn the tree trunks in the field. And then what would they do with the ashes?
Spread them.
Were there any potash factories around?
Only one, by the way, not as Norwood. The only one I remember of.
What was it like there, in the potash factory?
Well, great big kettles where they cooked that stuff.
How would they ship it away?
I don't know how they shipped it. I don't remember.
Did they have a sawmill in Norwood too?
Yep. They had a sawmill there and they had paper mills there. They had both in Norwood. But the paper mills didn't come along after that.
Mm-hmm.
It was after the sawmill.
Was the sawmill there when you were young?
Yeah.
Who owned it?
Well, I can't tell you that offhand. I lose the names, a lot of names. They come to me sometime when I don't want them.
Was it on the river, the sawmill?
Yeah, yes, mm-hmm. Right on the river. They come right down to the dam, come from way up in the woods. I made them drive in the spring, drive the logs down.
Yeah.
Men then, wherever they'd bank in onto the dirt, they put them back in the river, following them down. It's what they call the river drive.
Mm-hmm. What river was it that they drove?
Racket.
Can you remember when the river was full of logs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've come from putting her getting drowned when I was a kid many times, go out and run on them. Yep. We used to go out, 3-4 of us, and we'd take a trip up around on the logs, see how far we could go without getting wet. They're quite a thing to get out with. You begin to reach to get up on them, they begin to roll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did many people do that?
Huh?
Many people do that?
lot of kids used to do that. And when very few men, I never knew any grown people ever foolish enough.
Did they have a pond behind the sawmill?
They come down the dam.
Do you remember being inside the sawmill ever?
Huh?
Were you ever inside the sawmill?
Oh God, yes. Yes.
Was the big saw a band saw or a circular saw?
Circular saw, and they had the up and down saw, the jig saw there.
Mm-hmm.
Cut, went through to cut the whole log to the one cut.
Mm-hmm. So the first saw that the logs hit was the up and down saw, the jig saw.
Well, when they went through that, that's all they went through.
Oh. And what was the
circular cut the, well, that guy cut the others separate. That's what they used to call the gang saw.
The circular?
No, the gang saw. It was them that went up.
Oh, yeah. So, what did the circular do now, once the log had been through the bandsaw?
Well, they never go through the bandsaw before they go to the circular. They go right through the circular.
Yeah. And then what would happen to them?
Well, they cut it all up in lumber. Mm-hmm. Cut it and went to the edger and to the trimmers.
What would the bandsaws do? Would they cut it up into lumber?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
The mill totally run by water, or was there a little steam?
Water mostly. Some steam. Charlie Adams' mill was run by steam.
It was Charlie Adams' mill?
Yeah.
How big was it?
It was a big mill. You got to have the edges and trimmers and all that. Goes from the trimmers down the chute where they draw it out and plow it.
Mm-hmm. Was there a railroad running through Norwood at that time?
No.
So the wood was transported by horse and wagon?
It was drawn to North Vanguard.
Uh-huh.
To the railroad.
How long did that mill operate?
Oh, it did a long time.
What was the grist mill like? Where was that located?
Galeville.
Uh-huh. What was it like inside?
Oh, just like any common building.
What were the machinery like?
Well, it was, oh, damn great big, couple of great big stones, oval.
And how did they work?
Round and around. Worked on gears some way.
How old were you? Well, did your mother make your own clothes?
Hmm?
Did your mother make your own clothes?
Oh, generally, yes.
Mm-hmm. What would she make them out of?